This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And we do have a few calls on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Karen's in Massachusetts.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hey, Patrick. It's one question, but about different plants. Everything is going by so quick this season. So the lilacs are gone. My peonies are almost done. Irises and rhododendrons. When everything is gone, is done blooming, and the irises have those gigantic seed pods and just the dead stuff and the rhodies and all that, how do I trim them? And I have the lilacs. You know how they've got like a, it almost looks like the purple lilac flower, but it's just all solid green little buds after they're done blooming.
Yep.
Are those seeds? Because I did read somewhere where lilacs do love to be trimmed after they're done blooming. Now, does that mean just the new green seed pods or the branch that it's on or? So basically, I guess I want to know how to deadhead and do everything so they have more flowers the next season.
Okay. So a couple things. So the general rule of thumb when it comes to anything that flowers is to prune after it's done flowering. All right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, easy example, that rhododendron that you have or, you know, you can prune that back by either just taking the flower pot, see, you know, where the flowers were?
Yep. Just snipping that little piece off?
Yep. Or you can cut it back by a third. You can cut the whole plant back at that point. Because what it's doing, what it does, is it stores up the energy and then rebuilds the, it rebuilds the flower, like, pods for next season. What'll happen is eventually in the next weeks after it's done flowering, that's when you'll start to see the little small flower pods. So if you wait too long and cut, you're cutting off next year's flowers. So that's why you want to
do it immediately.
Yeah, once it's done flowering. So
okay, so that's the rhododendron. What about my lilacs? Looking at them right now, and it's like I said, it's where the purple flowers were, but now they're all brown, but now there's like little seed pods all over.
Yeah.
Do I just cut that whole thing off, or?
Yeah, you do the same exact thing with lilacs, all right? You'll clean up the lilac after it's done flowering, and you can cut it, just the flower pods off, or you can cut further down on the plant.
Yeah, I might cut the little stems they're on, because if I cut the top off, I'm going to have all these, like, stems that have nothing on the ends of them.
Well, so that's the so when you're looking at pruning anything, right, we want to prune right above a leaf node, right? So leaf, right now it's easy to see where the leaf nodes are, especially with the, you know, rhododendron and those things, because they're evergreen. You can see them throughout the year. But with like a lilac, you're not sure when it loses leaves where those leaf nodes are. But you'd be able to tell now because the leaves are right there. You want to cut right above it, okay? Because what
above the leaf? Okay.
Right above the leaf. Because if you cut right below the leaf, you usually leave like a half inch to an inch, maybe 2 inches in between. And what happens is it doesn't, it turns out to be, you know, a good amount of space in between leaf structure. Whereas if you cut right above the leaf, right, the leaves will get a little bit closer. It'll fill in a little bit more.
Yeah, because I see what you mean. I'm out here looking at them right now. Okay, now what about my irises? I've got these gigantic pods. Do I cut just the pod off, or do I go down the do I follow the stem down into the foliage and snip off the stem?
So when it comes to the iris, when it's got that those, you know, we're deadheading, you know, they won't flower again until next year. That's the idea behind it, right?
Right.
So you should trim off the spent iris flower and the stalk.
And to, the stalk that goes down into the foliage.
All the way to the bottom.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, so you want to, it's usually a few days after it's done flowering. You know, just get right there and prune out the that stalk. And at the same time, what you try to do is any of the leaves that are lower that are, you know, maybe are brown or have a little bit of yellow to them, prune those out at the same time. Right.
Okay.
Because that will help thin out any diseases or anything that could possibly hit it for long term.
Okay.
Now,
and when should I? I've got a ton. My irises. When could I dig them up? The tubers or ribosomes, whatever, and spread. I mean, they're so crowded now. I do it like every 3 or 4 years, but I forget if I what time of the year I did it.
So the best idea would be to do it later in the like closer to fall.
Oh, okay.
Because what's happening right now is with it's going to start warming up. We're going to get heat. And the more that you do in the soil by removing roots from the soil, it dries out quicker, especially with that, you know, the sun and the heat. So the idea is to wait until it's cooler temperatures in the fall, right, to move them and thin them out. One other thing when it comes to the iris, right? So say you have any leaves that have yellowing towards the top, and it's not really low. You don't have to cut the leaves all the way back. You
just
can cut them.
Like if it's in the tip, just snip the tip off?
Yeah, so a lot of times what people will do is they'll take the plant, you know, you'll see the individual plant and cut it so it's almost like 6 to 8 inches from the ground and just cut it like at an angle. To just little iris there so that it will help prevent any other diseases to come.
Right, because if it's at an angle, doesn't everything supposed to, like, run off instead of setting
on top? Supposed to.
Now, one more quick thing about lilacs.
Sure.
I absolutely adore them, but they're invasive. I have a deck, and they're going around the deck, but I planted a smoke bush almost 10 years ago, and this poor thing has never flowered. It has beautiful foliage, and I think it's because the lilacs are coming around the deck and invading its space. I don't know if I can dig it. I wouldn't dig it up now, but I don't even know if I can dig it up next year. It's pretty established, but I have never once. And as a matter of fact, I went on a garden tour with your dad in Maine, and this woman had a smoke bush, and I had never seen one, and that's why I bought this. But I've never had any full. I have the dark red leaves, which are beautiful, but I've never had that puffy, smoky flower ever. Should I? And I do. I use fish emulsion. I use all the bonide and espoma, everything like that. Isn't there like a bloom, something bloom?
Yeah, there is a bloom booster out there. But when it comes to the smoke bush, is it in full sun or?
It's in almost full sun. sun, yes.
Okay.
It's a lot of sun. It gets sun almost all day long. Is that okay. Is it too much?
No, I wanted to make sure because that's a good thing. Sometimes with lilacs, they tend to lilacs will do okay in shade. So that's why
yep,
I asked.
I have mine in partial sun, partial shade, but they're creeping around the deck. And every time I go out, there's new ones shooting out. And now they're shooting out right amongst my poor smoke bush.
Okay.
Should now, I pick up the smoke bush next year, do you think, and give it its own lot?
Possibly, but are you pruning that smoke bush at all?
Yep.
All right. When do you prune it?
I just cut. Well, I let it. It's got all the leaves on it, I think it's going to have, and it had a bunch of wispy, naked stalks, and I cut those the other day, but more so in the, like a month or so ago in the spring.
Okay.
And I swear every year I kill it. It looks horrible. It loses everything, and it looks dead, and boom, it comes back to life. So.
Okay. So one thing with it is the smoke bush flowers on old wood, so it would be last year's flowers.
Okay.
So I would look for you to, when you're pruning it, usually prune it late in the, mid-season after it's done
I've probably been cutting them off all this time. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Patrick.
No problem.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Have a great one, Karen.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we currently have a number of calls on the line that I want to get to. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Carolyn's been waiting in Rhode Island.
Carolyn, thank you for waiting for us, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm calling about my vegetable garden. I want to know what fertilizer to use. I have red peppers, green peppers, tomatoes, and cucumbers. Do I use different fertilizer for different vegetables, or do I use all the same?
So I'd like to see you use all the same, and it's a really easy one for you to do. So what I'd look for you to be doing is use the Neptune's Harvest fish and seaweed, okay? So the Neptune's fish and seaweed is a great one because it not only it's like an all-purpose, but it gives you a lot of the things that you need for the plants. And you can use this product every 2 weeks. Okay, so a lot of times what I'd look to do is buy the gallon of it. All right?
Yeah.
Especially when you have a larger amount of plants, right?
Yes, yes.
So I would use it for that. And what it'll do is that's going to help everything. It's an all-purpose, so all-encompassing for everything that you need for your vegetables. I think it's one of the best to do. The other thing I would suggest doing is for first thing in the spring, right, I'd want you to use like a garden tone. If you haven't used a garden tone already, you can still use that. The Garden Tone is a slower release type fertilizer, whereas the Neptune's Harvest is a, you know, pretty much immediate release.
Do I use the Garden Tone, sprinkle it in the hole that I plant the vegetable? or do I just sprinkle it around?
I like to use it as a top dressing, so okay. It can slowly go through that way.
Okay.
But you can mix it into the soil. But like I said, if you haven't used it yet, you can still use it, which is a good thing because that means you'll be able to get multiple types of fertilizer going through there. And that's, you know, by the slow release as well as the quick release with the Neptune's Harvest.
Great. That sounds good.
Alrighty. Well, good luck.
Yep. Thank you so much, and happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Do you have another call on the line? So, Nathan, who's up next?
Alice is in Cape Cod.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I'm calling about my strawberry plant.
Sure.
It's about 20 feet long, and what I was really surprising is how thick and bushy my plants are. They're 18 inches high. It was so thick I had trouble getting to the strawberries, and I think I've never seen strawberries like this before. So I'm thinking maybe every kind of strawberry that you buy has a different way of growing. Is that true?
Well, some do, yes. Some are the multiple bloom in a season. Some are, just one and done. But the conditions have been pretty good this spring based on just the cooler temperatures. Not a lot of heat right away. So that has helped it.
So you think that's why they're so bushy?
Well, I know that you've taken care of them. You've called before about them. So I know that, you've done a lot of the right things for it. So I definitely think that that has something to do with it.
Well, all right. I would like to get rid of the bush now because it's not that pretty. And also, that's all I see when I look out the window is my tall strawberry bushes. Can I cut them down to the soil?
Yeah, I wouldn't cut them all the way down. You can cut them all about to like 4 to 5 inches.
All right.
And that would be fine. Okay.
I'll do that. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Alice. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Firefighters in Philadelphia mourning the loss of one of their own. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says the fallen firefighter is 51-year-old Sylvester Williamson, a 27-year veteran of the department.
This was just a catastrophic accident that really hurt our department, and I know this member well, and hurt the fire service as a whole.
The blaze broke out early Saturday morning at a three-story building that housed a pizza shop and apartments. The building collapsed shortly after the fire was put out. 4 firefighters in total and an inspector with the city's Department of Licenses and Inspections were trapped at the time of the collapse. 1 firefighter remains hospitalized. Williamson was pronounced dead at the scene. He leaves behind a mother and his son. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court in Iowa ruled Friday that abortion is not a guaranteed right under that state's constitution, reversing a ruling the court made just 4 years ago. The decision stemmed from a lawsuit filed by abortion providers who challenged a 2020 law requiring a 24-hour waiting period before a woman could get an abortion. The court ruling comes as there is speculation that the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn the Roe v. Wade decision as soon as this coming week. The youngest among us could get their COVID-19 vaccines as soon as next week. The CDC gave their approval for the Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for children as young as 6 months old. That makes at least 18 million children eligible for the inoculations. The CDC approval on Saturday followed the sign-off from the FDA that occurred on Friday. Wall Street ended Friday with its worst week since the COVID crash in 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Nathan, we got some more calls on the line there.
Yes, Patricia's in Massachusetts.
Patricia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes. Good morning. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
I would like to find out, I started my seeds. Some of them are coming up very well. My seeds for my apples, the Fuji apple, and I have another kind of apple, but I don't even know if those are in there. I just stopped, Nick. Those are getting really tall. They're probably about 3 inches in just a few days. They're growing like crazy. And you had me put in the... was it the vegetable tone in my plants? And ever you said do it the same time about every month. So I've noticed everything is coming up really, really quick.
Yep.
So I have also cantaloupe and watermelon seeds in there.
Okay.
And everything is starting to shoot up. Not every single one of them. Like I put in a few days later some spinach, some beets, some zucchini squash, some radishes, pretty much those are the brunt of it right there. And everything seems to be shooting up except for some of them. Some of them haven't done anything, but you also said 4-inch pots, so I probably figured I didn't have enough dirt and I put a little extra dirt on top of everything because it looked like there really wasn't a lot. And I'm growing them in containers, so, they're not huge to start.
Yep.
Eventually, they're going to get really big. So a couple questions.
Sure.
When do I put them in the ground somewhere, if I want to put them in the ground or if I want to continue to grow them in larger containers, how will I know that they're ready for the ground?
Well, so there's a couple ways to test that out. I think it's early at this point for any of them to go into the ground just based on, just starting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even the apple seeds there that have popped up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would want them to develop a better root system. And so what we do is we look at the root system by, slightly just lightly tugging on the plant itself, right?
Okay.
Seeing how much resistance there is in the soil, because what will happen is when there's actually a decent root system, you're going to kind of like pull at it a little bit, and it's going to be a lot of resistance trying to pull out there. The idea is when a root system is really almost fully developed, that's when you'll be able to put that into the ground. And I don't mean fully developed because it'll never fully be developed, right? Because the roots always grow.
But strong,
right? And so some of the easiest ways to do that is, especially with a 4-inch pot, is you can put your hand over the plant that's growing through and just kind of open up your fingers so that the stems go in between one of them, and then flip the pot over and slowly start to pull the pot up. If you already feel that the soil is crumbling when you pull up, don't even continue anymore. You know that it's not ready. But if you feel that the plant is starting to come down, you can pull the pot up, and you'll start to see the root system starting to develop on the outside of the soil there. So I think right at this point, you still got plenty of time before you hit that aspect of it. I'd say at least another 2 to 3 weeks where some of this won't have those roots fully developed like that. As far as the plants that haven't shown anything, I still think they need some time. Sometimes germination can take 10 to 14 days. So that's part of it to look at. But I would continue to use at this point with the ones that have started to sprout and grow, use a liquid fertilizer, not something heavy, not like a Miracle-Gro, because Miracle-Gro, they have like a 20, their main, that yellow and green box is like a 20-20-20. That's a little bit too much for a young plant. So I'd be looking to use like a Neptune's Harvest, right? Neptune's Harvest is a good one because it's low numbers on it. It's organic, so it's very low. I think it's like a 3-4-3 or a 4-3-3 or one of those things. And it's not really going to burn the plant. Whereas like the Miracle-Gro or any of the wettable powders at this point when they're young can burn them. So something minimal for it.
Okay, so you're saying still do once a month the fertilizer, the VeggieZone thing.
Yep.
Okay.
And then
when do you put the Neptune Harvest in comparison to the VeggieZone?
So the thing is with the pelletized fertilizer, it's a slow release.
Okay.
Whereas the liquid fertilizer is pretty much instant. Okay. And so it only has a few week residuals. So that being said, you can do it every few weeks. It's not going to It's not going to harm it by doing that.
You put it straight in, or do you have to break it down with water?
So you mix it with water,
okay.
And what you need to do is use all of it, right? So it is a fish, and it's usually fish and seaweed. And so when you mix something along those lines, if it's fish and you just leave some of it in the bucket that you're using, it's going to smell like rotten fish. So just keep in mind with that, because that's something that could pop up there. So just kind of keep that in mind.
Make enough just to get rid of it that day.
Yeah, you don't want it to sit. That's the thing.
Right.
So the company is out of Gloucester, and they use, they sell, they're a fishing company. So they sell the fillets, they sell all of that, but then they use the rest of the fish to create this fertilizer. So they use everything on the fish, but again, it's fish. So just keep that in mind.
That's good. Nothing goes to waste.
Exactly.
How about, I remember my father used to go fishing and he'd bury the fish pot, whatever it was, into the garden. What about
trace minerals. How can you get them into your plants and know you're getting some in there?
Well, so
product, or what do you do to put that in there?
A lot of your fertilizers in the granular form have trace minerals in there.
Okay.
All right. And if you look at the package, it'll show you what's really in there. A lot of the trace minerals that you want to have in there is like calcium and sulfur. A lot of those are already in your fertilizers that you use. And so you don't have to go specifically to it unless, you know, you start to notice calcium deficiencies. The only way to know what's really in there is by a soil test to get the area tested so you can kind of see, you know, what minerals are in there. So if go ahead.
My soil is the one that has the worm casting, as I had said the last time we spoke.
Well, and that's a good one. So I think you're going to be fine.
Okay.
I'd be looking at, like, when you were talking about putting them into the soil, into the ground, some of these, I'd be looking at those areas when, I'd be more worried about the trace minerals. What you have right now, that is an all-purpose soil that is very good for what you're looking to do. So I wouldn't worry about the trace minerals on that one.
I don't have anywhere to put the trees, the apple seeds anyway, but I'm going to give them to three people. So should I not give them to them until after I do my July and August fertilizer? And how often should I do the Neptune harvest? You said every 3 to 4 weeks. Is that continuous, like until they come out of the,
the ground? Yeah, so I would do that until the end of the season on this, just to help them really establish.
Whether they be in the ground or in a plant pot, right? Either way.
Exactly. I think it's only going to help them. And with the Neptunes, it's usually every 2 to 3 weeks. Just follow the instructions on the back of the bottle, because it is very important to keep to that so you don't want to burn the plant, that type of thing.
So I should take care of them like you would take care of a baby, and then when it becomes a little more mature, I should give them to somebody to put in the ground. How late can they put them in the ground and they would be safe from frost and all that as they're going in the ground first time around?
Well, as long as the ground is not frozen, you can plant, honestly.
Okay.
I wouldn't worry about the frost when it comes to that, because frosts don't, you know, they only get the top layer. They don't kill deep, right?
Okay.
That's what I would,
So I should give them to them before Halloween.
Yeah.
And before that.
Yep.
Just keep nourishing them. I mean, now, when they get these plants, after the winter's over, because obviously you're probably not going to put it in when the real cold weather comes, do they still have to do the once a month with the...
No.
No? Are we good after that? And how about when they go into the ground? Should they put any fertilizer in the ground with the seeds and the plant itself before it actually starts?
What I would look to do is be using a product called Biotone from Espoma. Yep. Right, the Biotone helps with transplant shock and helps with any time that you are replanting something, and so that when it gets into the soil, it helps it reestablish even more root system to it. So
if they're going to put them in the ground, they need to have the Biotone.
Yes, I would definitely highly recommend using that.
Okay, is that a mix, or is that something you just put
in? It's granular, so it's not something that you... it's not something that you mix. You would just put, it'll tell you exactly how much, but you put it into the soil, into the hole when you are, when you're planting.
So that's just a one-time thing. And then after they get in the ground and the spring comes and the warmer weather, what do you do after that? So I can give them the instructions.
Once the spring comes, you can be, that's when you would fertilize at that point with like a 10-10-10, or just an all-purpose in general. That's what I would look at doing.
Okay.
that's really, really, once it's into the ground and established, you're fertilizing, mm-hmm. you could either use that or like a berry tone or a tree tone. Any of those would be fine to work for those trees.
So just put a tree tone in the ground with it, like you're kind of like fertilizing from the top and it's going down, right, with a whatever you add to it, like water or whatever, or just granulating it, put it on top, but it eventually goes into the ground.
Yeah, I'd mix it. I'd scratch it into the soil a little bit.
Okay.
That's all I would really look at doing.
Right. I'm just looking for adopted homes to put these seeds in for the trees. So I've got three people I think I'm planning on giving them to so far. All right.
Perfect.
Thank you, and I'll call back if I have any more questions. Thanks.
All right. All right, Patricia, you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. Get back more of your questions. We'll do everything we can to help you out.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Judy's in Cape Cod.
Judy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick, and happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
I have a 30-year-old lilac bush, and the top part of it was not blossoming at all, but the bottom part of it, around the perimeter, it was blossoming. So I know you're supposed to prune them after the blossoms, so I did prune the top part, but I'm not sure I did the right thing.
Okay. Now, how much of the top did you pull off?
I would say a third.
Okay. That's not a bad thing, honestly. I think you're fine by doing a third on there. What's the concern?
Why the top part did not blossom, and should I cut the whole thing down to like 8 inches?
Oh, I wouldn't cut it back that far by any means. At this point, what I'd look at doing is, so you cut it back by a third, but kind of look at it and see, I know you cut the top back. Did you cut the rest of it back as well?
No, and I'm noticing that the bottom part of it, it's really getting wider.
Well, that's, you know, the idea behind it is it will, you know, eventually grow out. But what I want you to do is I want you to also cut the lower part back by a third and kind of shape this, the whole plant.
The branches are really long.
Yep.
So you want me to cut the leaves, like half of the stem?
Well, so what I'd want you So what I would like you to start with, so back to the top where you already cut a third. So you notice that there's issues with the top. It's not blooming. So some of those branches might be, and it's been there a number of years, so it's older. Sometimes those older branches don't necessarily send out flower shoots. So some of the older, thicker branching, sometimes removing a few of those out of the center will help rejuvenate the top of it because it has younger growth and it's not putting as much energy to it. Now, with the sides and everything, what I want you to do is you cut back to right above a leaf node where the leaves are. And what will happen is that two new shoots will pop out. And so it's basically you're looking for where, you know, how much green is there. You cut a third of where the green is. So not all the way back. You know, if you're looking at the outside 2 feet has green, but the rest doesn't, let's just use that 2 feet of green as what you're going to cut a third back by. Okay?
But what if I told you those branches have lots of leaves on them?
Then, which, however long it is, cut it back by a third. So if it's,
okay,
if it's four, you know, let's just for ease of math, if it's 3 feet long, you cut a foot off, right?
Okay. All around it.
All around the whole thing, because we're trying to shape the whole thing so it will match all the way around. But at the same time, we're just looking to, really just shape it and get it so next year it'll have more, blossoms on it throughout, because this is the time frame that you need to be pruning it, is when right after it flowers.
I agree. And when do I fertilize it?
So you'd fertilize in the spring with like a 10-10-10, early spring, and then you could also, or if you could use like a a plant tone. Early in the year.
Sure.
You could also have used that the plant tone at the beginning of the season. And then what I'd want you to do is use that plant tone at half the rate that you would have used in the spring. And it'll say that right on the package.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. No problem, Judy. And good luck with that.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we got about 30 seconds left before the break at 8 o'clock. We have Bill from Summit Responsible Solutions coming on. We're going to talk about mosquitoes. It is Mosquito Awareness Week starting today, so we will discuss that. There's many ways that we can be doing these, taking care of them. So we're going to discuss that and more. And after that, we'll go back to your questions. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.